parents should give confidence to their children. They should encourage and motivate them. For example, your daughter has cooked a chapati, and that she was not able to cook nice and round. At least she's done. The tweed shape will not stuck in the stomach, will it? And you start complaining, what have you cooked? Is this the shape you cook chapati? Believe you me, this shape will not get stuck in your stomach. Try and eat, it will also digest. Yes, it would digest just like round chapati would digest. At least she tried, she cooked it, she made it. Why we don't see she made the dough, she cooked it, put effort, she cooked it. Even if it is not cooked properly, at least it is cooked, isn't it? We should acknowledge and appreciate that. If she has achieved up to 25%, tomorrow she'll hit 75%, and gradually she'll improve. Try to appreciate your child. Keep encouraging to do better. Whereas in this day and age, you know what's happening? Parents are seen demanding, and they keep complaining to their children. Why did you not take top position in your class in performance? Why you weren't second or third position in your class? Even if he has not done well in any of his subjects, maybe according to your understanding he has not done well, might be could have done his best. You should say, dear son, you tried well done. Next time try to do even better. Carry on. May Allah give you more barakah. Father in any family is very important figure. Whenever children need advice in their business matter, educational career or professional career, they always go to their father for consultation, for advice. And especially when they are worried, at that moment they need support of their father. And they know when they're going to share their issues, their concerns, what kind of attitude and behavior would be extended from their father. Would it be helpful, supporting, caring, loving, or strict or demotivating? Especially those, their fathers, they should listen to this with concentration. It's very important. At very first, children look towards their father. If they will not get supportive and positive response, they would seek advice somewhere else from outside. Then again, we complain that why did you talk outside? It's because they don't have confidence in us. It is us who have to develop that confidence within them. So, especially fathers, whenever they see their child is in critical situation, he's concerned, worried, nearly broken. At that moment in time, you should support him. Some parents, they do not play that role. Whereas children do not want to depend on others, they look upon their parents. But parents don't take that responsibility. Yes, try to understand. The children, they do not want to depend on others. They want to become dependent of their own parents. At that moment, father should say, dear son, I'm with you. You're not alone. I am there for you. We are together. Don't worry at all. Dear son, don't worry. I'm there for you. Just these words, they can give courage to your child. They can give confidence. Even if someone is climbing up mountain, he has rope, he has his grips. He knows if anything happens, he'll have some sort of support and security. He knows in case if he slips, he can hold to something. So in short, there are certain elements and factors which support and motivate someone doing something. That encouragement is much needed when it comes to the role of father, and for children, support and help from father plays vital role for children.